Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Looking at the situation in Nicaragua, has there been anything like this in the past?
Yes, there's a very long history of interventions in Nicaragua going back at least a century. And for those of us who remember the 80s, there was a very long war backed by Washington, accompanied with economic sanctions to overthrow, in this case, to get voted out the Sandinista government then. That worked, but they came back to power again 10 years ago. And this latest destabilization is very close to what was going on in the 80s.
Why has the government decided to cut pension and social security?
Well, there was a political storm over the contributions to social security. In fact, social security in Nicaragua has increased significantly more than other Central American countries. But there was, more or less, it was a political debate which was a pretext for these violent actions that have been going on since that time. That the way in which people were contributing to their social security, that's been taken off the table and being discussed again.
Now, looking at the words here in front of me, Ortega, he's been in the presidential seat for three terms now, or this is his third term right now. Is he likely to step down?
No, not likely at all. He has a lot of support. In fact, he won the elections overwhelmingly just a couple of years ago. And there's a very big public meeting going on as we speak in Nicaragua. There's a lot of support for the president, but the U.S. media, because they've been backing some of these gangs that have been hired for the political violence there, they've said the violence is coming from the government. Most of it is coming from the gangs against the government. There's been a lot of police killed, a lot of Sandinistas killed, but there's a big media campaign going on at the moment.
Why is it gaining so much attention, this one in particular?
I think because Nicaragua strategically has been, all of the Central American states have been very dominated by the U.S. for a long time. Nicaragua had a revolution, the Sandinista Revolution in 1979, and then since then there's been a lot of jostling by the U.S. to try and push them out, basically. One of the strategic issues is there's a second canal being put through Central America there, which is going to compete with the Panama Canal. But the fact that there's a left government there, which has been against the U.S. wishes, basically, it's like the U.S. attitude to Cuba and Venezuela and Bolivia, Latin American countries that go a separate path. There's often been a reaction from the U.S. to that.
And although, as you say, a lot of the violence is coming from these gangs, the United Nations has asked to investigate the deaths and accused the Nicaraguan government of enforcing brutality against its civilians. Would you expect anything to come of this investigation?
Yes, they did. They did do that, and it was extraordinary, really, because they hadn't made any investigation themselves. They were going on claims coming from the media. Some of the Nicaraguan media also gets funded by the U.S. government, La Prensa, for example, which is owned by the opposition family. So if there were a genuinely independent investigation, it would be good, because, as I say, there's been quite a lot of misinformation put out, particularly in the U.S. media.
And just looking towards the future, I mean, you're saying Ortega's unlikely to step down. He's not going to be doing that. Do you see any end to these protests anytime soon?
Well, the problem is we've got a situation in Nicaragua now like the one in Venezuela, like the one in Libya, like the one in Syria, where the U.S. has placed they've invested a lot into trying to destabilize that government. And it could go on for some time. In the 80s, I recall, that Contra war, Nicaragua defeated that Contra war. That was mercenaries coming from Honduras, but there were then economic sanctions and economic blockade, and basically they starved the people into submission at the end of the 80s. So these sort of campaigns, so long as there is outside destabilization, unfortunately destabilization and violence can go on for quite a long time.
Yes, certainly not the first time we've seen this kind of action in the Central American region. Sure. Tim, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for that.